Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra, Daf Nun Ches, and we are on Nun Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom line. We are in the topics, the statements made by Rabbi Bina'a. Right, the first one had to do with Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Bina'a, about Shutfin. That's why this is here, whether Shutfin can be Ma'akiv on each other, different activities that are done in the Chatzer, except for Kfisa, because we said it's not the Derech of Benos Yisrael, to have to be Mizbazeh by the Kfisa, by the river. So once we got into that, so now we go into various other statements by Rabbi Bina'a. So the last one that we're involved in is what a Talmud Chacham should look like, the Chalak of a Talmud Chacham, what his shirt should look like. So the Gemara says that it has to be long enough to cover, and tznius, and as the Rambam said, as we mentioned in Hilchas Talmud Torah, that a Talmud Chacham, let me just read it, the Rambam Hilchas Talmud Torah in Mada, says the Rambam says there that, but not only a person, right, not only a Talmud Chacham, but really everybody. He also talks about it in Hilchos Deos, but at least let me read the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he discusses the behavior, and the Gemara here discusses the clothing, but it's really a number of different areas. The Rambam says in Perek Hay of Hilchos Talmud Torah about Kavod Rabo and Kavod Aviv. Again, maybe I just... it talks all about behavior how a person should, you know what, let me just not read it now, but either way, if we have time afterwards, not to take time. But either way, the Gemara here talks about the clothing of a Talmud Chacham and the table of a Talmud Chacham and the, as we're going to get into the bed of a Talmud Chacham, but either way, it should be something that is full of, the whole the view that people see it, people should be awed by it, people should be inspired by it, it should be very mechubad in people's eyes, and in that way, that would bring honor to him and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, let me just read the one from Hilchos Deos, I'll read it, Perek Hay. Kishem shachacham nikar v'chachmaso u'bideosav v'hu muvdal behen mishar ha'am. Just like a chacham is different, is separated from others in his wisdom, kein sorach she myself, so too in his mysim, right? One might think that he's different just in the way he thinks. No. Even in the physical realm, he has to act in a way that brings honor, right? Like the Gemara says at the end of Yuma, one of the most beautiful lines in all of Shas, what we're supposed to be involved in our lives. We have to make Hashem's name beloved in other people's eyes. That's v'yahata Hashem alokecha. So the Rambam says there in Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, b'ma'achalo, how he eats, b'mashkehu, u'b'b'ilaso, how he's with his wife, u'b'asiyas shrachav, u'b'diburo, u'b'hilu, Lucho ube malbusho. That's our Gemara. Ube kilkul dvarav ube maso ube matano. He has to be nikar. V'yu kala ma'isim elu na'im umisukanim biyoser. All of his actions have to be perfect and beautiful. Right? We all know certain special holy people. Everything they do is holy. Right? Not just how they daven and how they learn, but everything they do, how they drive and how they talk to their spouses. And that's what the Rambam says. And we all, halavai, we should all put ourselves into this category of being like a Talmud Chacham. And then the Rambam goes through each one of these as he mentions. And later on he talks about the Sneas Gedola, Nogin, Talmud Chacham, and Ba'atzmam, and he says, lo yehit so'ek v'tsoveach b'shaz diburo kibehemos v'kachayos. We shouldn't be like screaming like animals. V'lo yag b'yakolo b'yoser el diburo b'nachas im kolar b'yos. His dibur should be benachas, ukshidaber benachas yizar shalo yisrache gat shiira kedivrei gasi haruach. I shouldn't talk down to people. Right, umachtim shalom lechaladam kedeshi de rucha nochemenu v'danas chaladam lekav schus. The Rambam talks all about the putting all the chazals together, how a person should talk and how they should walk, and just relating the one related to our Gemara halachates malbush tamar chacham malbush noe naki. Nice, clean. According to the Gemara in Shabbos, right, a Talmud Chacham can't go out with a stain on his baguette. Somebody's going to look and see it. It's not appropriate. Shouldn't wear too fancy clothing. Too lowly clothing. Right, nice, intermediate clothing. That's our Gemara. And the shirt, this is a great example. I mean, they don't need two met. You have a ton of them, of the Rambam putting together chazals from all over, creating his own area of halacha. So we know the Gemara has certain areas of halacha, and we mentioned throughout the generations the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, he bases his structure on a previous existing Balaturim, right? And the Shulchan Aruch. But when he wrote Hilchas Chafetz Chaim, Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Hilchas Lashon Hara, there he created a new area of halacha. He took chazals from all over, Shas and Midrashim, and he created a Hilchas Lashon Hara, which did not exist beforehand. So in the Rambam here, when the Rambam is talking about Hilchas Deos, really didn't exist beforehand. I mean, we have Pirkei Avos, but there's so much more in Hilchas Deos where he culls and gleans from all over. Here he takes argument, he takes Gemara and Shav, he takes Midrashim, he takes Pirkei Avos. Right, about what a Talmud Chacham should do, how he should act, and how he should eat, and how he should sleep, and how he should talk, and how he should dress. That's the Rambam here in Perakei of Hilchos Deos. Lo yetzim mevusam lashuk, v'lo begadim mevusamim. Not too fancy, not too much aromatic. If somebody wears a cologne, the chulu, and he continues. But again, that is a very important Perak in the Rambam, Hilchos Deos in Perakei. Okay, so that is all relating to the sugi that we're involved in. We're up to the last line. In the last line, the Gemara just spoke about the ways that a Talmud Chacham should dress and how he should have his table. The last line, v'shalam ha'aretz, dome l'medura, and the Am Haaretz is going to have a different table, right? The Talmud Chacham's table was that you have the plates on one side, you have the food that's going to drip on the other side without a tablecloth under, maybe, so what doesn't drip and get things dirty. And Am Haaretz doesn't care as much. Dome lemedura v'kederes makifos asah. It's like there's a fire in the middle and the pots are all around the fire. That's what you have by a medura. So to here, the Rashbam says, Afkan also here, amapa v'halechem be'emsav akaros aviv. All the food's in the middle and everything's around the sides, which makes it maybe a little more messy and a little more less mechubad. Mita shel talmid chacham keitzad. What about the bed of a talmid chacham? We haven't spoken about that yet. Keitzad kol she'in tachtecha ela sandalim b'imosachama u'min olin b'imosakshavim. A talmid chacham's bed only has shoes under the bed. It's the only thing that's under the bed. Sandals in the summer and shoes in the winter. V'shalama aretz domer la'otzer blum. Right, and a talmid chacham, or otzer blus. Right, talmid aretz has a full whole storage space underneath the bed. Okay, so what's the issue? Like, what's the problem with having a lot of stuff under the bed? Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is the issue here? The Meiri here says, it's choser tznius if there's a lot stored under the bed. Because, let's say, you know, the Talmud Chacham is with his wife, and then somebody needs something from under the bed. They'll knock on the door, and they'll, you know, it's gonna lead to problems. So, that's the Meiri's side. Velosha yamid sham klei tashmish, achi itztarchu, b'nei beso loylech sham lefamim litolas akelim. Right, so according to that, if you keep other things under the bed that people never need, right, and nobody's going to ever want to come knock on the doors, then l'chora, according to that, it wouldn't be a problem. The Rashbam, though, brings in a different issue. The Rashbam brings in the Gemara in Meseches Psachim, at the end of Psachim, about not having food under one's bed. That's this issue here. It says the Rashbam, De'amrina mepsachim, ochlin tachas hamita, afilu mechupin bekli barzel, food under the bed. Even if they're tightly covered, ruach ra'a shora alehen. There is a ruach ra'a on them. And this is a big topic in the poskim about food under the bed, that it shouldn't be there, says the Gemara in Psachim. Is this quoted in Shulchan Aruch? The answer is yes. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Kufta Zayin. Shulchan Aruch there says, that's the simin in Shulchan Aruch about dvarim ha'asurim mishum gilui. Different activities that are considered dangerous, right? This is right after all the Bishol Akum, Machale Akum Simanim, and it's right before not doing business with Ovdei Kochavim and other related issues. Stuck in the middle there, Dvarim HaAsurim Mishum Sakana. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Halacha Aleph, Mashkim Shenizgalu, that's the more famous one, Mayim Gluyim, leftover water. Asrum chachamim dechashin shem meshasal nachash mehem vehitel ben eretz. Maybe a snake went by, put some venom in there, and it is asur. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Interestingly, on that Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'yachshav she'ein nachashim mitzuyim beinenu mutter. But because nowadays there aren't snakes going around depositing water, venom into the water, don't worry about it. The Shulchan Aruch passes the kula. The Vilna Gaon is very machmir about this. He argues with the Shulchan Aruch. He says you have to be machmir about this also today. That's in the Maaser Rav. In the separate sefer, and then also on on the Bir Hagra right here on Kuf Tezayin, the first Sifkata, and also he argues on the Shulchan Aruch. But then other things are mentioned. What else is in this Siman? Eating fish and meat together. Second halacha. And all of the others, interesting, all of the others don't have at the end of the Si'if. Nowadays, because it's not Shayach Mutter. Shulchan Aruch only says that by Sif Aleph. The all the other ones, he just quotes. So he says, Sarach li zarech l'olecho basar v'dog b'yachan ebnei shekasha l'tzaras. The poskim also say there's no tzaras. It's not, it's based on the Gemara says it's davar acher. But the minhag of most is still to be machbid about meat and fish having separate forks, washing one's mouth out, all the different minhagim that one goes through. Hagav v'chein, right, and that's the ein litzlos basar im dog mishem recha, not to cook meat and fish together. Right, that's just really the minhag of most is to be machbid about this halacha. But now we continue. Tzarech li zoher mizeas adam. Shulchan Aruch continues about being careful from sweat, but then he gets into our halacha. V'lo yitein kikar lechem tachas hashechem yimrezeah, v'lo yitein tavshil, v'lo mashkim tachas amita. Not to put a tavshil or a liquid under the bed, mepnei sheruach ra shorah aleihem, because ruach ra shorah. It's there in the Shulchan Aruch, right? And there's a dvar ma'asura mishim sakana. And then the Rama adds, v'chein yizor mikol dvar ma'amibin l'dei sakana. One has to be careful from all things that lead to sakana. Ki sakanta chamir me'isura. V'yishlochush yosef l'safik sakana mi'l'safik iser. V'lachein, and it continues, you're not allowed to go by in a dangerous spot. As they talk about it, if there's a dangerous activity, you know, that's a kosher came from all of these, simanim. I once heard one of my rebbeim. You know, people might be so mocked about, not eating fish and, meat and not, the food under the bed. But what about smoking? Right? What about other activities that, have tremendous danger to them? You know, we have to use the seichel that a kal v'chomer from all of these activities that are questionable. What's the sakana bizman hazeh? And some are makbid about it, some not. Kol shekein, other activities. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The poskim discuss, you know, what about bizman hazeh? Is there a ruach ra there? Some say it only has to do with when one sleeps on the bed, not actually just under the bed. That's why the Rav Sternbach has a tshuva. You know, what about, if you sleep it, but you push it out, you know, when one goes to sleep? Or what about a baby carriage? Under the stroller. What about on an airplane when somebody sticks food under? So those, the Rav Sternbach in this, that tshuva is mekel, because it's not made only purely to sleep in. It's made to sit in. It's a chair. It's a chair that you happen to also sleep in. Halavai, you should sleep in it. You know, but otherwise, you know, it's not made dafka to sleep. So that's why, that's also okay. But also, if one doesn't sleep under it, it also seems to be, okay. What about lemaisa? If it was under the bed, you have to throw out the food? So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Shvus Yaakov here, but I'll read it from the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov, in Simon Kofei, says it is not Asur b'di'evad. It's not Asur if it was done. L'chadchil, okay, Ruach Ra, but, you know, you have the, on the other side, Baltashkis, says the Shvus Yaakov, Imkein, called nearly Pasha, De'ein kan chshash Isur b'di'evad, rak de b'chol elu mavur b'shasu poskim, dehu rak ashar l'chadchila u'kumashmo asbalo iter, but not b'di'evad. Let me prove to you. Why? Where does he see that it's not Asur b'di'evad? Our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? That is the mita or the shulchan, right? All these of an am haaretz. So the only thing you have to worry about of an am haaretz is having the food under the bed. So he says, "Perchas kazabatim nunches mita shaltam chacham keitza kol shein dachtel l'sandal mimotay chama v'chulu." And then he quotes Pirush Rashi. Calls it Rashi, Rashbam. V'yimkein amaylo chashishu chachamim eich yochal imo halochamira sakanta meyisura. Gemara's elsewhere says you shouldn't eat with an am haaretz because you don't know what he's going to serve you. But what do you mean? If he's going to have food from under his bed, that's the difference between a tamachach and am haaretz. Shouldn't that be even more of an issue about eating with a tamach with an am haaretz? Not what the Gemara says elsewhere. The Gemara says that you shouldn't be even an am haaretz shalo yochal itzal am haaretz v'nei dvarim she'ena misukanim. He might feed you tray food. It must be that even though this is the definition of his bed, still it's not going to be usher b'di'evet, and therefore if he gives it to you, that's not a reason not to eat with an am haaretz, and that's why the Chazal elsewhere have to say that it's called a visurin. Alavade pashit to kolhani hurak asar lechadchila ava b'di'evet ein kvei deklau im lo huskar b'shum posek shum isur b'di'evet b'nyanam elu v'kanal hakatan Yaakov. So again, this is what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. This, some relate this. does it make a difference? No, the Gemara Pesachim says, right, afilu mechupin bekli barzel, right, even if it's totally closed. Again, it might relate to that line at the end of Pesachim also, where the Gemara says there at the end of the sugya of zugos, and we discussed that at length in Pesachim, call, and whoever's makbid about this is makbid about it, and whoever is not makbid about it, don't worry about it. So, you know, some are more makbid about this than others, but it is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and one should ask their local halachic authority about this idea. Weiter. Next, Rabbi Benoah. Again, these first couple of lines, Rabbi Benoah is all over Amud Aleph. Rabbi Benoah, halavi kam et zayin ma'arta. Rabbi Benoah used to go around marking off the kfaris. Why did he mark off the kfaris? Mitzayin ma'arta. Says the Rashbam, we'll start here, Rashbam about the eighth skinny line, Adam gadol v'chashuv haya. He was a very chashuv individual. Lefichach niten la rashus, likanis l'kivrei tzadikim. He was allowed to go into the kivrei tzadikim, as we'll see, in order to mark them off, to demarcate where exactly the kever started and where it finished, in order that, skip two lines, k'dei lahakir makam atuma v'lo yaviu taras derach kan shalo ya'ahil ala kever. For Tumah, that is why he did this. He wanted to make sure that the Kohanim wouldn't come in these areas. That is why he was able to do that. That is the Rashbam. Interesting, the Rambam has a line where the Rambam says, even if a Kohen is Tameh, if he goes into a Beis HaKfaris, he's going to get Malkus. Right? Mosef Tumah al-Tumaso is going to get Malkus. Some quote this as one of the sources for the Rambam. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin. But this isn't the only reason why this might be the case. If you remember, we had a similar Gemara in Baba Mitzia. Gemara Baba Mitzia, Peheim Abeis. It said Reish Lakish did this. Reish Lakish havi mitzayim ma'arta d'rabanan. He used to go around and mark off the caves of the rabbis. And then he came to the grave of Rabbi Chiya. That's the Rabbi Chiya daf in Shas. Remember Peheim, what Rabbi Chiya used to do. But the Rashi there said in Baba Mitzia, Peheim, mitzayim ma'arta d'rabanan, shal yikash l'konim lavar alayhen. Same thing as the Rashbam says here. You're worried about Tumah. The problem is that there it says, Ma'arta Durabanan. What, only caves of rabbis give off Tumah, but not caves of others? Right here in our Gemara, it just says, He Ma'arta. Ma'arta, not Rabanan. Just says caves. We're going to get to which caves he used to go to. But Ma'arta, so the Rashash there in Bava Metzia says, well, maybe there's another reason why you might mark off caves of rabbis. People might want to go daven at the Kever. That says the Rashash. That's why Dafka, against Rashi and the Rashbam, the suggestion of maybe this Gemara, which is about Tumah, because it's all about all cases of people. But there, says the Rashash, Lefize, my Arya Durabanan, the Kuli Amanami, Kidda Ashkechon Rebbe Bino, Babavasra. Rebbe Bino used to do it. Umashe Siem Shalotera Takalai De Tzadikim Hudochik, Vyesh Lafarish Kadesha Lyuchlu Lehispalel Al Kivrehem. Wow. Kidamatsinu Bekalev Besota. Right? Like, what Kalev? We know Rashi quotes it in Shlach. Why did Kalev go to Hebron? Kadesha Yispalel be Kevre Avosav. In order so that it protects him from the Kahoshiach HaMeatzas HaMaraglim that he saved, Moshe Rabbeinu Davin for Yeshua, but Kalev went himself to Davin. So that's what Rabbeinu used to do. He used to go and be mark off the Kever of the Tzadikim. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, so, Ki Ma'at Matalom Arta to Avraham, when he came to the Kever of Avraham Avinu. Wow, Kinta Barza Machpela. Ashache le Eliezer Eved Avraham to Koi Kamiya Baba. He found Eliezer Eved Avraham that was standing outside the gate. Right, what does that mean? He was standing there. Rashbam, quoting Mesechas Derech Eretz, one of the Mesechas Ketanas. Shiva Tzadikim Kayamim Shalomesu. The Kachoshe Bahadayu Eliezer Eved Avraham. Wow, add him to the list of people that didn't die. We know of Chanoch, we know of Eliyahu Anavi, right? Maybe Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right, and later on in the Gemara Ksubis. But he was there. See, he was Koi Ababa. He was there. Amar Le says the, we'll get to, let's do the story and then we'll make all the different comments. Amar Le, my Kavit Avraham, what's Avraham doing? What's Avraham up to right now? Amar Le, Goni Bakanfa Desara, the Kama'ina Labereshe. He is lying in the right in front of Sarah, on Sarah, and she is looking at his hair. That's what the Gemara says. Omer le, zil emele bina koya baba. Don't tell him bina is here. You know, tell him I'm here. Omer le, so he goes and tells him, and Avraham Avinu says, yeah, come in. Meide yadia de yetzer b'hai amaleka. And then Rabbi Bina says, I know there's no yetzer hara in lo asil lavo, meaning there's not going to be, even if I'm going in on a husband and wife in a cave, it's not like I'm going to come in an unsneeze situation. So, I'm just coming in to do my job. Ayol, He went in and he looked around. When he looked around, what was he doing there? He was just getting the measurements. He wanted to make sure that he knew exactly the kever, according to, let's say, the Rashbam, that to mark off the kever so the Kohanim don't come. And therefore, he went in and he went out. Stop there for a moment, even though we're in the middle, but stop there for a moment. First of all, halachic point. The Nemuki Yosef here says, what's mashma from the Gemara? The Gemara says that, oh, it's not going to be not on sneas because it's olam haba, so they're not going to be involved in anything. What's mashma? That if it would have been, so then you wouldn't be able to allow to go in. Says the Nemuki Yosef, husband and wife are not supposed to have public displays of affection that in an unseeous way in front of people that people might see. Right? You learn from this Gemara. But it says, hey, he's not supposed to go in, you know, if it's an inappropriate situation. Says the Nemuki Yosef, right here, Shaminan me'agada zu derech eretz, in a royal hisnaigim ishto, b'kayotzi b'dvarim halolo, b'pnei acherim. Right? There's private behaviors and there's public behaviors. And there's a certain type of public affections are not supposed to be done in public between a husband and a wife, says the Nemuki Yosef, and the Rama discusses this also in Evan Ezer. Also, what's clear from the Gemara, there are five Gemaras like this in Shas, what's clear from the Gemara is that even Kivrei Tzadikim are Matame. Right? Avram Avinu, you don't get greater than Avram Avinu, and still he's worried about the Tumas Kohanim, right? There are one or two sources in their Shas, in the Rishonim, about Kivrei Tzadikim not being Matam, and the question is, could Kohanim go to the great Tzadikim's Kfaris? Ah, they didn't really die, and therefore I'm allowed to go. That is not the accepted Psak. The accepted Psak is that they're not allowed to go, because Kivrei Tzadikim are Matamin, right? We know from the Pesach Sheni Gemara, right? The bones of Yosef HaTzadik, according to one day, is what was Matami, the Pesach Sheni people. Right? So therefore, one has to be careful about that in the halacha, even though there are one or two days in the Bali Atosfus. Reb Chaim Cohen says that in the Tosfus, I think at the end of Ksubis, or at the end of Bamasiya, I have to remember it. But either way, that is the accepted psak. Rav Avadia has a tshuva. That's one issue related to this. It's Avram Avinu. But then the other issue related is it's Maris HaMachpelah. It's Maris Machpelah. So is a coin allowed to go into Maris Machpelah? That is a whole separate issue. Here we're talking about Mamish, the Ma'ara. So the shitas that say maybe there's some flexibility is because we don't know exactly where the cave is, and it's not exactly atop, and there's enough space underneath to be called an ohel. There's a lot of studim that some poskim talk about in regard to this. Rav Avadia has a tshuva about this too, where he talks about the end of Chelek Dalet in Yechavidas. Mutar l'kohanim levakir b'aretz Machpelah. Can a kohen be visit Maris Machpelah? O b'kever Rachel, o b'shar kiver sasadikim hatzmunim b'rechvei arzein akdosha olo. So his issue is the issue of Tumas Kohanim. And he is charif. He says, for sure not. For sure not. Like this Gemara says, like 10 Gemaras in Shas, all say that kiver sasadikim are not allowed to be visited by Kohanim. The heter of the minority of poskim that would say it about Maris Machpelah is not because they say Kivrei Tzadikim are not matame. That's not the svara why it's a given, even though there's a medrash in Mishle like that, where by Rabbi Akiva, and that's why it's in Bamitzia they talk about it. There's different little hints to it in the Rishonim, but really we hold no. Our Gemara says Shaosim, right? There is Tuma, and he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah about the Pesach Sheni, and he quotes our Gemara in Basra here, Dafin Ches Rabbi Bina, and he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that read all many different Gemaras. We discussed it at the end of Bamitzia also by the Eliyahu Navi being in the Beis HaKfaris, and as a Machlokas Rishonim whether he was a Kohen or not, or he was from Gilad, right? Different deos in the various approaches. Good. Right, it's Ksubas Kuf Gimel. That's where the Tosfos was that I mentioned. But either way, at the end of the day, the end of the Shuvah, he says no. He says Mikol Makom Nirat Sheikar L'Maisa She'ein Lo'aris Heter Brzeh Ukedas Rov Haposkin. Even though there's an Avnei Nezer, the Avnei Nezer in Yerodea discusses there are two ways that people die. If they die B'derech HaTeva Al Pibita, or if they're killed Rachman Al-Aslan, maybe if they're killed. Ironically, that's the Malach HaMavis is not involved, and they were Moser Nefesh, and therefore there wouldn't be Tumah there, and that explains Rabbi Akiva, there's a Medrash like that, but either way, Halach Lamaisa we paskin, there is no Heter, Lafichach, he says, Mitzvah Lahochiach Lakoanim HaCharedim Ledvar Hashem, Ba'amira Ni'ima, Labal Yachnisu Atzman B'Savik Yisr Tumah Daraisa. Right, don't get involved in Sveikas of Tumah Daraisa, Ulachala Kudushas Kunasam, Ulamochichim Yinam Valeim Tavo Birchas Tov. That's what Rav Avadia says, that's what we assume. So again, this Gemara is important for the behavior of a husband and a wife. It's important for Tumas Kohanim. It also might be important for, there's another issue that's discussed, that Rav Avadia has a different shuva about that, about going to Maris Machela Bechlau. Is that once the Arabs have made that into a religious temple for themselves, right? They say Yishmael is buried there, right? So are we allowed to go in? Does it have the status of a temple, a room for religious observance of other religions, right? So like walking into a church is different than walking into a mosque, but either way, that's also discussed, and the answer is that it's ours. It was ours first, and it's our makam tefillah, and therefore it is mutter. But that's another issue that comes up. If you put the other explanation of this Gemara about he's marking it off to know where to daven, right, that also would relate to that issue too. Okay, again, there's so much here. These lines of Rabbi Binah are fantastic. Okay, let's continue. He's still, Rabbi Binah still in the kever. So he marked off all of Avram Avinu and Sarah. And again, I'm not going to go into now what's the symbolism of Avram Avinu lying in the lap of Sarah, and Sarah's looking at his hair. There is one other chazal like that. If you remember the Gemara Nedarim, the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva and his wife, about 24 years, appears both in Ksubis and Nedarim, but there's a detail in Nedarim that doesn't appear in Ksubis, and that's Rabbi Akiva is going through his wife's hair, getting the straw out. Right? It's some type of symbolic element of a belovedness, you know, checking one's hair, what that symbolizes. But here you also have it looking at his head. Either way, Kimatel Marsha Adam Arishon. So now he gets to the cave of Adam, right? We know there are caves on top of each other, next to each other. So he comes to Adam Arishon. Yatsa Baskel V'Yamra. A Baskel goes out and says, no, Nistakalt Bidmus Diokni. Bidyokni Atzma Altistakel. You already saw Bidmus Diokni. What does that mean? You already saw, you know, a certain level of my image. Who is being referred to here? Yaakov Avinu. The Rashbam says the last couple of skinny lines that Yaakov Avinu is like the Dmus. It's not on the level of Adam Arishon, right? So you already saw one level. You're going to go in and now see more. Adam Arishon is the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahavdil, but the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there is, right? Yitzir Kapav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't go in. So says the Gemara, Habayina L'siyuni Marta. He says, I have to measure. I have to do it for Klal Yisrael. I have to measure the cave. So the Baskol says, "Kemidas hachitzon, kachmidas apnimis." It's the same measurements that you took for the other cave. Same measurements as Avram Avinu's. Ulamanda amar shnei badam zulamala mizu. And if you say it's one on top of another, not next to each other, kemidas aliona, kachmidas atachtona. Right? It's basically the same measurement the Baskol says, and therefore you do not have to come in.
What about the medrash of Adam?
So the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Adam Rishon was very large, but either way you have to understand that in a certain way. We know he was buried in Maris Machpelah, right? So therefore you have to understand that in some symbolic way. Amar Rabbi Binah even continues, Nistakati b'shnei akevav. I peeked in before maybe the Baskel came out and I saw his two heels. I saw Adam's two heels. V'domim l'shnei galgalicham. It was like two suns. It was like so bright. It was the Dmus Diokni of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Rashi? Rashi says in Brachos, on the 27th parak in the Torah, says the Pasuk, Vayivra Elokim es Adam b'tzalmo, b'tzalam Elokim bara usa. Hashem created Adam in his image. Think about that. It's Tzalam Elokim. Adam had more Tzalam Elokim l'chora than anybody else. He was the closest. Right? Rashi says there, b'tzalmo, b'tfus ha'asuilo, shahakol nivra b'ma'amar v'hu nivra b'yadayim. Wow. What does that mean? Right? Everyone was created by Myanmar, but Adam was created by Yadav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzir Kapav. Kapav is the palms. Kaviyachal. Hashem doesn't have a physical being, but the closest. Shneamar, Vatashas Alai Kapecha. Na'asa Bechosam Kematzbeya Ha'asuya Al Yidei Roshem. Right? That's what Rashi says. And then the Rashi says, B'selam Alakim Baro. So, Pirish Lachasha Oso Tselam Amasukamo Tselam Diyokan Yotzrohu. It's somehow connected to Hashem. Again, not in a physical way, but it's Dmus Diokno. That's what the Gemara says here. That Adam Rishon was somehow so connected. Or, but no, you saw Yaakov. Yaakov's on the Kisei HaKavod, but you didn't see Adam. And Adam is a certain level. You know, you can't go in. Good. Hakol, the Gemara continues now. Hakol b'fnei Sarah, kakof b'fnei Adam. Any beauty as compared to Sarah Imenu, Sarah was one of the most beautiful women, right? It's like a monkey in front of a person, right? Like, no comparison. Sarah b'fnei Chava, kakof b'fnei Adam. And then, compared to Chava, nothing to talk about. Right? Chava is also Yitzir Kapav, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chava b'fnei Adam, kakof b'fnei Adam. Adam b'fnei Shechina k'kof b'fnei Adam. That last line is difficult to put the Shechina as if it's like a quantitative jump in all of these, and then you get to the Shechina. So It has to be obviously a lot deeper. The last one is qualitative and not quantitative. Period. Shufrei de Rav Kahana. This line we had already above Metzia. Shufrei de Rav Kahana means Shufrei de Rabbi Avo. The beauty of Rav Kahana is close to the beauty of Rabbi Avo. Shufrei de Rabbi Avo means Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu means Shufrei de Adam Harishon. Again, Adam Harishon is the greatest and the most intense beauty, it appears. Again, if you remember the psukim, and the Sfarno emphasizes this in Bereishis, that when Adam Harishon was created, it was all, everything was natural. Right? What does the Pasuk say there? Vayushnem arumim Adam ve'ishto v'lo yisposhashu. Right? They were not mispaish. Adam was the only one that was ever at that state. Everything, all of his faculties were just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing Sfarno there on that Pasuk in Perek Beis in Bereishis. Ki az ha'yukol p'ulosehem v'kolei v'rehem la'asos ritzon konam. Bilvad. Lo lahasik ta'anugos nifsados klau. Ba'ofan. Shahaisa p'ulas ha'meshagel etzlam ki p'ulas achila. Being with one's wife was just like eating. There was no difference. There was nothing embarrassing, nothing that had to be more covered up about that act. It was all about, you know, being human. And it was all in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'b'chein ha'ya inyan e'varim ha'em etzlam kamo e'nayim va'peh va'panav ha'yadayim etzlam. Every organ in the body was equal to the eyes and the ears and the nose. And that Adam was at that stage. And that made him, in a sense, you know, higher, more beautiful even than, let's say, a Yaakov Avinu, even though we learned back in the first parak that there was no, the Yetzirah wasn't sholeit, but this is different, because it was, natural. Okay, we continue. Hahu Amgusha! There was a magician. There was a machashef. Tavichatet Shichve. He used to go and unclothe the dead. He used to want to take their clothing, so chatet shichvi, you know, terrible. Rashbam says, chofer hamesim lahafshitam bigdehem. He used to dig them up in order to get their clothes. Kimata marta derev tuvi bar masna. When he got to the, I forgot something. Let's just finish the story. When he got to the Rav Tuvi bar masna, tafse bedikne. He grabbed him, Rav Tuvi, who happened to be dead, right, grabbed this machashev by the beard. Asa Abaya, and Abaya, who happened to be his friend, Amalei, b'matuzimino kshafgir, Abaya says, you know, can you let him go? I mean, okay, maybe he's going to do tshuva. You know, he can't go on like this. Fine, shafgir, he let him go. The guy didn't learn his lesson. He tried again. And again, he grabbed his beard. This time, Abaya came and didn't work. I'm not going to try that again. Lo shavke. He went and he had to cut off his beard, which in those days was even more embarrassing than, remember the Gemara, the story in Tanakh, having half a beard is, having no beard is less embarrassing than having a half a beard. That's why in the story where David HaMelech's men, the half the beards were cut off. But either way, here he had to get his beard cut off. Why Dafka the beard? Why did he grab him by the beard? Says the Ben Yehoyada, 3 days. 3 days. Why Dafka did he grab him by the beard? Number one. I'll have to get back to another the Ben Yehoyada on the earlier Gemara. He says, "V'kiva sheichmes rosha lechalel akever listakel v'leros muchrach shenichnas akeno tchila." Number one, if you go into the kever, which part of the body goes in first? So he says the beard is the first thing that goes in. Right, when you put your head into a room, the beard goes in first. So he says that's why he gets another beard. Number one, number two, that's just on a lamaisa level. So he says number two, he says tafsu peser zakano degamasaris he motaros. He says, "It's mida k'neged mida. You think the begadim are something external, and the mason don't need it? Okay, so the beard might also be external. The gamasaros ha'mutaros v'roi shi'katutzam uve'fratam gushi darko lagadol zaken aruch va'av. They all have long beards, and you're going to cut it off. You think this is not needed? So I think your beard is unneeded. And if onirali the third ki azaken gadal etzal ha'adam biyoso gadol shenishlam v'chachma v'das." A beard only grows on a person when he gets older. It doesn't, a person doesn't get a beard when they're very young. And therefore, chachma is related to zikna and zakan. It's all connected. But this amgushi is acting like a baby, like a youth. So, take off his beard. He's starting to take off his big day mason. He's a fool. That's the 3 days in the Ben Yehoyada. By the way, just before, what I forgot to mention, once we have the Ben Yehoyada open, he says everything before by Rabbi Bina'a, he thinks was a dream. Does not think it actually took place. He says, "Nira bevade shulo nichnas b'hakitz l'toch Maris HaMachpelah." He did not go into Maris HaMachpelah, and After all, he didn't have to be Mitzayin. The Ben Yoyada says, for centuries we've known where Maris HaMechmela is. Well, you had to go in there. Just like we know it now, they must have known it then. Lo hayetzorach letzayin osam ilamala, ki hi mitzuyenes ve'omedes mimosa rishonim. Ach, b'mara hachalom, ro'az kol amara gadol azeh, ki ilu hu yar l'toch amara, as if he went down and saw Eliezer. V'kam shama divrei basko v'heshev davar. It was all amara, the Ben Yoyada assumes, even though other stories he takes literally, but this one he assumes was a vision. Okay, we continue. Ha'huda amar lehu, chavita da'afra l'chad baroi. A person at the end of his life says on his deathbed, no, a barrel of dirt goes to one of my sons. Chavita da'garmi l'chad baroi. And the barrel of bones goes to another one of my sons. Chavita da'udra l'chad baroi. And a barrel of cotton goes to one of my sons. And then he died. And they have no idea what he meant. What do you mean a barrel of bones or dirt? Lo aviyadi my kamar lahu. You didn't know what they meant. Also, kamar Rabbi Binah. That's what this is here. This is Rabbi Binah daf. In the most famous part of what he does is to check the mesim that are resting right nach right in Baba Basra. So you remember where it is. Rabbi Binah nach and he checks the ones that are laying down having their menucha. So also kamar Rabbi Binah amar lahu istlechu ara. So Rabbi Binah says, did your father have land? Amar lahu in yes istlechu chiyusa. Does he have animals? In. Islechu bistarki. Does he have quilts? In. Ihachi, ihachi karmalechu. That's what he was telling you, right? The dirt merely means the land, and the bones means the animals, and the quilts is the cotton, and that's what he meant. The Marsha discusses, why did he say this strange lashon? Why didn't he just tell them? Maybe he didn't want to, if he wouldn't die, he wouldn't want the children to be jealous. Why did I get this? Why did I get that? It was only afterwards. Either way, he said this strange lashon. Who gavred the shamala devisu? A man once heard his wife, the ka'amra labarta, that said to his daughter, her daughter, amaylo tznias b'isura. You know, if you're being mezana, why aren't you more hidden about it? Hach itza asara bani isla. And his wife, talking about herself, says, I have 10 sons. V'lesle me'avuch elachad, only one of them from your father. And I'm so private about it. You know, why can't you also be private about it? So this man overhears this. So, big shayla. Is he asatur his wife? Edechanema bisurin, shavin ashachadicha di sura. This gets into major halachic discussions. But it doesn't sound like he divorced his wife. He didn't divorce his wife. But it doesn't sound like he even separated from his wife. Because it says, Kishachiv, when he died, Omer Lahu, Kol Nechasai Lachadra. He says, you know, all my children should be to one son. He didn't know which son was really his. So he didn't know who to leave it to. So he just leaves that ambiguous Lashon. So Lo Yadi Leiminayu, they didn't know which son. Asla Kamid Rabbi Binah. So they came and got in front of Rabbi Binah. So Omer Lahu, he tries to use a little like Chachma Shlomo here. Right, thinking out of the box. Omer Lahu, Zilu Chavutu Kibur Davuchon, go hit and bang on the kever of your father, until he like comes up from the dead and you know tells you which son he left his property to. So go bang on the kever until one of you gets a vision. As the kulu, so they all went to do it except for one. Hahu debrei have loazel. The one that was the real son didn't because inside he couldn't do that to the father. There's something like he didn't even realize, but he wouldn't do that to his father. Amar lahu kulanichse dahai. Rabbi Binah says, okay, it's all his. It's all his. He gets it. He gets the money. If you look in the Rashbam says, Shuda didaini. Getting back to a topic that we discussed back in the, earlier in the parak, that, you know, the Dayanim have the flexibility. Sometimes if there's no raya, they have to think out of the box. Rabbi Chanan says that this Rashbam, quoting Shuda here, proves, if this Gemara is really about Shuda, proves how do you understand Shuda. And we had a machlokas we shown him. Is Shuda the Dayani whatever the Dayanim want? Or, not whatever they want, but they have to try to figure out what they think, even though there aren't any rayas, but what they think is the real MS. Who this person would have wanted to give this to? So you see here, he didn't just choose one. He went to try to figure out who their real one is. And therefore he did it, right? He got it, he used like the chachma of a dying thinking out of the box. So, azlu, achlu, kurtza, bemalka. All of a sudden, the other brothers were not happy about this, so they went to tell the government on him. Kurtza, bemalka, amri, and they said, ika gavra chabi udai, there's a Jew, there's a rabbi, the kamavik mamona, meinshi, that take money from people, below sadi, without witnesses, or below midi, without anything, just takes money from people. Right, so right, they wanted to get him. I see a chavshua, and they brought him, and they got him in trouble, and they put him in jail. Azla de Bisu, his wife, wants to come and get him out of jail. Amr Lahud, she says to the governmental officials, very difficult line to understand. Avdechad Havali. I had an Eved, Paskul Reshe. They cut off his head, and they skinned him. They ate his flesh. They filled him with water. And they gave to drink to their friends. They didn't even pay me for it. Or hire it out. Hire him out. So what does that mean? They had no idea what she was talking about. She was talking in some type of cryptic message, but they didn't know. They said, you know what? Nesu lachakima dihudai velema. Bring out the wise man from the Jews that we have sitting in jail downstairs. You know, bring him out. Maybe he can figure it out. So Karyul Rabbi Benah, they called Rabbi Benah, and he hears this. Maybe he knows that it was his wife. Amar, he says to them, Zarnuka Amar Lachu. They're talking about a bottle. What do you mean they're talking about a bottle? Rashbam, third to last line. Nod Shel Or. Vekach Amra. Tayish Havili. I had a Tayish. I had a little animal. Vigazulmi Meni. They stole it from me. Vishachtu. And they shechted it. Vakulas Abasar. And they ate the meat. Umina Aras Uchemas. And from the skin they made a jug. Vishavid Bomayim. Vishosimbo. He says it was all, she's complaining that, they were Ganavim. Vaiter in the Gemara, Amri ho v'chachem kulei hai, since you're so smart, you can figure this out, we're going to take you out of jail. Leisiv ababa, but idon dina, go sit by the gates, right? The bezin was always by the gates, and go judge cases. Chaza, when he went there, he saw on the gate, it was written the following. Chaza tahavi kasiv ba'abola, it was written on the entrance, kol dayan demiskri ladin, loshme dayan. Any dayan that is ever called to a case, that somebody complains that a dayan did something, so he loses his ability to be a dayan. Any dayan that's called to be a dayan is not a dayan. So Amar Lahu, so he said to them, this doesn't make sense. This is not going to be an effective tool, he says to the governmental officials. Amar Lahu Elamayata, Asa Inish Be'alma, some guy comes, Umazmin le ladina paslay. What, anybody can come without any evidence and call the dayan to court? Well, just because a dayan is called to court, he can't be a dayan anymore. That's not fair. That's not yashar. So Ella, really, it should be called dayan demiskri ladin umafkin mine mamona bidin. Any dayan that's called to court and he loses the case, right, and he's found guilty and he has to pay. So that dayan, that I understand, lashme dayan. Right, so that's not a dayan. That's what he says. He corrects. He says you should correct what's written here on the walls. So kasvuachi. So they wrote it the following. They added on Baram, because they couldn't change what was already written, but they're just going to add on Baram savi dihudai amri kol dayan debiskri ladin umafke minei mamona bedin lashmei dayan. Okay, so it said the first one, but then they added on that the one that the Jew said is the one that is. Is more mistaver. Chaz, and then he saw, he also saw that it was written, Barosh Kalmosa Ana Dam. At the head of every person who died, it is I. What's the cause of it? Dam. An imbalance in the blood. Remember in the days of the Gemara, right? Bloodletting was extremely common in terms of staying healthy, right? And the fourth line in the Rashbam, Al Yidei Rov Dam Shlo Hekiz Bizman Haroilo. So most of when people die is because of an imbalance of the blood. Birosh kol chayin ana chemar. Right, at the head of the top of life is I, wine. Right, so what causes death? Blood causes death. An imbalance of blood causes death, and not appropriate imbibing of wine. So that's what causes life. If you properly imbibe and intake wine, that causes life. Says the Gemara, Elameyata, Danafel mi igro miss. What happens if somebody falls off a roof and dies? Danafel mi diklav miss, or off a tree? Damakatle. You're gonna say that's because of the blood? Is that blood? An imbalance of blood doesn't always cause death. How could you say that at every death, kol, right, the language on the wall is, barosh komosa anadam. That's not true. And vesu, man didarke lamemus, mashkele chayme v'chayi. Somebody who's about to die, why don't you just give him wine and he'll live? If you're telling me wine is the exhaler of life. So, ela haki boy lamechtav, this is what it should say, says Rabbi Benah. Barosh kol marin, anytime the head of somebody who's sick, anadam. An imbalance causes sickness, doesn't cause death. But Rosh called Asvin Ana, in the top of every healing, right, that's Chamar, that's what it should say. And so they said, okay, you're right, Kasu Hachi, Baram Savid Yudai, the head of the elders of the Jews say, Amri, Barosh called Marin Ana Dam, Barosh called Asvin Ana Chamar. Right, and that's how they changed it based on what he had interpreted. Again, there's a lot here, the Vilna Gaon has a comment that maybe this is all talking about on a deeper level. The dam symbolizes taiva, and wine symbolizes Torah, and therefore, you know, blood and dam and taiva is what brings people down, right? Kineret taiva kav matzinos adam in ha'olam, while obviously wine in yain is Torah, and therefore that is what gives people life. So he says if you look in the Pinim Shulchan Agra in Parshas Ekev, he talks about this Gemara there, what it's symbolic. Ba'asar deles chamar taman mispu samamanim. And what's added also, if you don't have any wine for the healing, so use samanim, use other types of spices in order to heal. Period. Ksiv apischa de kaputkia. It says on the doorway, on the entranceway to Kaputkia, right, a Talmudic city. Anpak, anbag, antal. Right, those three things are all the same. Right, Rashbam, shlosha shemos halalu mida achasein. These are all the same. Back to the Gemara, what is it? Beizu antal, zuravia shal Torah. It's a measurement. It's a measurement. So they just wanted to make sure that in the business shook in that city, everybody realized that all these three words mean the same thing. Right? The Rashbam says, Nafkamina lemekach umemkar, that if you're master to sell to your friend a certain mida, be'ezalashin shayomar, yitin shir echad. It's all the same shir. Right? It's part of the way that they kept people to follow to halacha. It's the revius. What Rashbam says, what do you mean revius shal Torah? What does Revias Shal Torah mean? So Rashbam says, Revias Halog, Tahainu Beitza Umechsa, Umishum Da Arba Kosos Shal Pesach, Shiurin Berevias. Since the Dalet Kosos, the Shir is a Revias of Pesach, Umaslan Chachamim Smach Min HaTorah, and the Chachamim have a Smach Min HaTorah, right, of course, the Dalet Lashonos of Geula, that is why it's called Revias Shal Torah. Right, or Shiurim, or Halach Moshe B'Sinai. What does this mean, Revias Shal Torah? The Revias that's used by Dalet Kosos, where Chachamim found a Remez in the Torah for these Dalet Kosos. It's fascinating, not for now, but just to ask the question, where is that? That is the Bosesi V'Tzadav Gadav Al-Kachti, that's the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Arei Pesachim. The Yerushalmi there has three or four suggestions, why do we have Dalet Kosos, Keneged, blank. The Bavli does not ask the question. The Bavli does not have any source in Arvi Psachim for why we have Dalet Kosos. The Rishalmi asked the question. So that's the Chazal that the Rashbam here is quoting. And that's why it's called Revias Shal Torah. And then he quotes, where else do we have a Revias? Revias Yain of Nazir, Lacha Moshe Sinai, Vechulu. Also remember, the huge discussion in the Achronim. Have Shiurim changed over time? Right, Revias. Is our Revias the same as their Revias? Right, that's based on the Tzlach is the one. The Noda Behuda is the one that made this famous. The Noda Behuda in the Tzlach in the end of Psachim, Adaf Kuf Yuches, Kuf Yutes, he says, I measured, because there's a Gemara in Psachim and Arvi Psachim that compares and connects the measurements of volume and the measurements of width, of finger size. So, the Noda Behuda says, I did the test, and it doesn't work. So either you have to say that our fingers are bigger, or you have to say our eggs are smaller. And I'd rather not say our fingers are bigger, so you have to say our eggs are smaller, and therefore the Noda Behuda says, that's why all the shiur have to be bigger, and that's the basis for the past 200 years. Those who follow the Noda Behuda, you have larger shiurim of beitza, and larger shiurim of kezias, and matzah, v'chulu. That is the tzlach. The story goes that the Tshuva Me'ava, Reflekels, his Talmud, went to him and asked him, but you, Noda Behuda, he was a very large man, and he had very big fingers. And maybe that's why it didn't work out. And the story Reflekels quotes in his Tshuvas is that he smiled at me. He smiled at me. And the question is, what's the pshat of the smile? What's the pshat? So the Tshuva Me'ava assumes the pshat of the smile is like, oh, you got me. You got me, oh, you're right, I guess that I shouldn't, even though I came up out with all these Tshuvas that the Shiurim are smaller today and they have to make them bigger, you know, I guess you got me. The problem is, he didn't write another Tshuva. But the Tshuva Me'ava says, it must be that we don't have to worry about this. The Chazon Ish says, Chas V'Shalom. Chazon Ish says, he smiled at him because he said, what a joke. You know, I know that, obviously. I didn't make such a mistake that my fingers are bigger. I measured it on other people's fingers. However he did it. But either way, there's a Machlokes in the Mesorah. What was the smile of the Noda Behuda? The Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher in Chela Gimel, he also has a Tshuva about this, where, not because of the story, but he's noted, the Noda Behuda, to say that you know, that our shiurim are smaller is a very mechudash idea. In that all shiurim in history, what are shiurim? Shiurim aren't like tablespoons or feet or measurements that might change over time. He quotes the Tshuvas HaGaonim. It's fascinating. All shiurim in life are all things that we'll always have. fingers, an amma. How long is amma? It's from the elbow to the finger. Eggs, olives. Why did Hashem and Chachamim make the shirim all like this? Because it's something that's always there. There's always going to be olives and eggs and fingers. So to say that they use these measurements, knowing, and the Torah in its infinite wisdom, and Chazal, knowing that they're laying out these measurements forever, so it's going to change over time, that's very dangerous. And that's very, to say such a thing would be a tremendous chiddush. So he's noted to say, like the other poskim, that say that the me'ikar hadin, that we wouldn't be machmer like the Nodu Bihuda, but either way, that is an important discussion. Okay, let's at least start the next sugya. Says the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Binadeh, and now we're back to Cheskas Havatim. Says the Mishnah, Hamar Zev in lo chazaka, v'yishlom kol mechazaka. Mar Zev is a type of gutter that's coming off the roof that dumps water, and let's say that water is dumped into my neighbor's yard. So, ein lo chazaka. The marzev does not have a chazaka. We'll see, because it's not something permanent that can be moved. So even though it's coming into my yard, at any time I can tell you to move it. That's why I'm not complaining about it. V'yeshlam koma chazaka. But its spot has chazaka. We'll have to see what that means. The Ritva here discusses again, two deis. Is this miyad, or is this only after 3 years? Right, what type of chazaka are we talking about here? Hamaschela, that's more permanent, yeshla chazaka. Part one. Sulam ha-mitzri en lo chazaka. An Egyptian sulam does not have a chazaka. It's a ladder that can be moved, as we'll see what it is. Ulutsuri yesh lo chazaka. Tsuri, a tsuri ladder is more serious, yesh lo chazaka. Chalon ha-mitzri en lo chazaka. An Egyptian window does not have a chazaka. Type of window that people wouldn't be makpid on if it's built looking in. But ulutsuris yesh lo chazaka. Ve'ezri chalon ha-mitzris. What's a chalon ha-mitzris that does not have a chazaka? Kol she'ein rosha shel adam yochel ikanis l'tocha. Small. It's small and different. People are makbid about it. What's the issue here? Says the Rashbam, says the Rash, it's a Hezek Re'iyah issue. Right, it's a Hezek Re'iyah issue in terms of seeing in. The Rif and the Ramban and others say no, it's an issue of shade, of blocking out sunlight. Right, Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is the issue here about the window? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yeshla malbein, if it has a frame around it, afal pishein rosh shaladim yachal ikanis l'tocha, even if it's small, arizu chazaka, because the frame shows that it's permanent and serious, and therefore if the other person does not say anything, then it will create a chazaka. Period. My hamar zevin lo chazaka, v'yishlam kol chazaka. What does that first line mean? This marzev, which is a temporary type of gutter, does not create a chazaka, because it's temporary, and the person could say, you can move it at any time, but the makom has chazaka. What does that mean? Amar v'yud amar, shmuel hachik amar. This is what it means. Hamar zev ein lo chazaka meruach achas, v'yishlam koma chazaka mishtei ruchos. The mar zev does not have a chazaka where it is, but its existence has a chazaka. Meaning if you have a chazaka to have it somewhere, but he might make you put it on the other side of your house. But it doesn't have a chazaka in its spot. Rabbi Chanina amar, different shot. Hamar zev ein lo chazaka shim haya arach mekatzro. V'yes, it doesn't have a chazaka that he might make it smaller. V'yeshlam kol mechazaka shim bala okra ein okra. But he can't tell you to not have it there. Similar idea. Its existence has a chazaka, but not its size. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba amar hamar zev ein lo chazaka shim rosa livnos tachtav bone. It doesn't have a chazaka because if I want to build, if I, the neighbor, want to build something under it, I can. V'yishlam koma chazaka, shimbala okra, ain't okra, but I can't get rid of it. Similar ideas, all three are saying that it exists, there's a chazaka that it exists, but it does not have a chazaka. The person who, the neighbor whose yard is going into has certain rights also to ask you to move it or to shorten it or to do something under it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We have four dafim here in Parakaskas Abatim as we head towards the middle prakim of Bava Basra, the fourth, fifth, and sixth, all about Mekach Umemkar. Okay, we'll stop here.